I've lived in London for over 30 years, but I grew up in the United States, in a small town founded in pre-revolutionary times, semi-rural and surrounded by farmland. Outside the village proper, there were no pavements or street lamps, but there were possums in the woods and beaver in the marsh. Our community began life as a scattering of summer bungalows and weekend homes for people from the city. When we first moved there, the population was small, and there were still large tracts of land to be cleared and transformed into money. And, in the great American tradition, cleared and transformed they were, into treeless housing developments and strip malls. In time, the only traces of the past were the vandalized colonial cemetery hidden in a patch of woods, a few old houses, and a barn. The marsh became a golf course. The last vestige of the native trail from the lake was covered by someone's backyard. It was hard to believe it ever had a past. London isn't the first city I've lived in, but I've never lived anywhere longer or loved it as much. It is, of course, a literary city, a city of writers. The majority are long forgotten, but some are the most important to come from Britain and are remembered around the world. George Eliot and Wilkie Collins, Virginia Woolf and Charles Dickens, P.L. Travers and John Keats, Thomas Hardy, George Orwell, and on and on and on. A few of those writers lived in my neighborhood. All have walked the same streets I have. We've drunk in at least one or two of the same pubs, crossed and ridden on the same river. And they are still here. Not in the blue plaques or the museums that honor them, but in the places they described, the streets they made famous, the characters they created. They are everywhere and always, from Bill Sykes to Mary Poppins, from Eliza Doolittle to Ebenezer Scrooge. I get a train and think of Holmes and Watson, or Harry Potter, or Paddington Bear. I pass Boundary Road and imagine Walter Hartlight's first encounter with the woman in white. But for me, the magic of London is about more than its writers. It has changed dramatically over the years. But despite the onslaught of modernization, the past still lives. The city exists in layers of time. The Roman relics, the narrow side streets, the markets, the grand and not so grand terraces, the cobbled alleyways, crooked chimneys, ancient street names, and the magnificent Thames winding through it all with its centuries of memories and tales to be told. Here it is possible to look up at a building or down a narrow lane or to dig in the mud of the river and glimpse the Londoners who were here before you. The people not in the history books also walked my streets and have left traces of themselves everywhere, declaring, "We were here." London is my home, but it is their home too.